Last time I talked about our first 5 days in Panama. Our last 4 nights were spent in far eastern Panama in the Darien province at Canopy Camp in the humid lowlands near the end of the Pan-American Highway. Our accommodations here were tents, but we were hardly roughing it. Each one was on a raised wooden platform and had electricity and a good fan, and the beds were extremely comfortable. The tents were designed well enough to withstand even a driving rain without closing the canvas on the screened sides. Each tent's private bathroom was made of slatted wood. The roof ended at the shower, leaving it open to the sky above. One night I took a lovely hot shower as pouring rain came down all around me. The next night the skies had cleared and the stars and full moon shone above. Either way, the experience was uniquely enjoyable. Wildlife, both plant and animal, of the Darien province include many common Central American species, but also South American species, which makes sense because we were so close to the Colombian border. After our 4 nights at the Canopy Camp, our trip list had ascended to 300. We made 2 final stops on our trip back to Panama City the final day, ending the trip with 310 species. My dear friend Susan Eaton, my roommate throughout, organized this trip with the fantastic guide Ernesto Carmen, who was also our guide in Costa Rica 2 years ago. He's at the very top among birding guides, but he's also right at the top among tropical naturalists, knowing a lot about just about everything. He kept us up to speed on many of the non-birds we saw throughout, and whenever I asked a question about anything, he had a sound answer. The mammals we saw on this trip included 2 species of sloths, 4 species of monkeys, a brown tree rat, a tiny Rothschild's porcupine, a few distant agoutis, and a quick look at a capybara. We saw green iguanas throughout, which was nice in Panama, where they actually belong. I'd also seen them in the Florida Keys this spring, but there, they're an invasive problem. Also on the reptile front, we saw several crocodiles and a caiman from boats, some at very close range, and a few geckos, but virtually no other reptiles at all, not a single snake. We had a few cane toads and a few other frogs and toads, but that was pretty much it for non-avian vertebrates. On the invertebrate front, I'd never heard of a group of butterflies called crackers. They belong to the genus Hamadryas and make a cool cracking sound with their wings, both as a warning to predators and to communicate with their own kind. When I first heard the sound, I thought we were near a manakin lek. They make the same kind of arrhythmic percussive cracks, but I neglected to make a sound recording of the butterflies and can't find one online. Oddly enough, the one cracker I photographed, the starry cracker, has apparently lost this ability to make sound. Whether or not the one I saw could make sounds, it was very quiet while I watched. We saw a moth that looks like bird poop. It's nocturnal and can spend the day safely roosting in the open because no sensible insectivores seek out bird poop. But the reason I was there was to see birds, and they did not disappoint. I ended up with 58 lifers, including the harpy eagle I so yearned to see, along with lots of photos and sound recordings. I relished seeing the Canopy family programs in action. I've heard so much about them at their display tables at various birding festivals, and from the beginning they sounded like a genuine positive force on the conservation front. I think if I had to choose, that the Canopy Camp was my favorite of the 3 ecolodges we visited for being so remote. but all three places were splendid and worth visiting, and spending time at all three gave us a wonderful sampling of the very best of Panama. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.